Everybody looks so good. And I feel like that. Did anybody feel like they didn't quite get their sleep out this morning? Because we had to change our time. That's something else we had to remember. But we are so glad you are here, and I believe there'll be some more that'll come in and say, you know, I forgot to turn my clock forward. You spring forward, and in the fall you jump back. Is that right? All right. I think we had some that kind of just jumped back this morning. But you look so good. Let's just lift our hands and just begin to thank God this morning for who He is, as all the children and the youth and adults. Just, you know, this is God's time. As we've come into His presence, you know, He's in me and He's in you, and we've got Him in here, all of us together. And that anointing is here. Hallelujah, Lord. We just praise you so much today. You're so awesome in this place. The presence of the Lord is here. I feel Him in the atmosphere. Amen. So whatever you came in today with, go ahead right now, give it to Jesus. Don't let the enemy or worry or anything keep you from worshiping God this morning, from receiving the word, because the devil will play tricks with your mind. He'll put thoughts into your head that you don't even think about when you're out of here, like, well, you reckon you ought to worry about this, or you reckon you ought to think about this. Let's cast them all out now. You know, take those thoughts captive. In the mighty name of Jesus, we do that, Father God. We're in your presence today, and we're so thankful for that. Oh, we love you, Lord. We praise you, Father. We glorify you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, we worship you. We magnify you, Jesus. You know, you don't have to be pumped up to enter into His presence, because we remain in the presence and the shadow of the Almighty God. We just need to begin to open up our mouths and worship Him and magnify and glorify His name. Hallelujah. You say, well, Pastor Laverne, this is not the way you start church. How do you start church? Except in the presence of God. Hallelujah. Oh, we praise you. We magnify you. We glorify you, Jesus. You're so holy. You're so awesome in this place, Lord. Hallelujah. Would you mind standing this morning? Whew, praise God. I've got a couple of different scriptures that I want to read. This first scripture is from Psalm 103. And I just want to share with you today, you who are here and you who are listening, or you who will be listening, that there isn't anything God can't do. There isn't anything too difficult for God. And Psalm 103 says this in the Message Bible. Oh, my soul, bless God. From head to toe, I'll bless His holy name. Oh, my soul, bless God. Don't forget a single blessing. He forgives your sins, everyone. He heals your diseases, everyone. He redeems you from hell, saves your life. He crowns you with love and mercy, a paradise crown. He wraps you in goodness, beauty eternal. He renews your youth. You're always young in His presence. Now, yes. I want to tell you something. This is Old Testament, but it's New Testament thinking right now. God makes everything come out right. Did anybody hear that? God makes everything come out right. He puts victims back on their feet. He showed Moses how he went about his work. He opened up his plans to all of Israel. God is sheer mercy and grace, not easily angered. He's rich in love. Mm-hmm. He doesn't endlessly nag and scold, nor hold grudges forever. He doesn't treat us as our sins deserve, nor pays us back in full for our wrongs. As high as heaven is over the earth, so strong is his love to those who fear him. And as far as sunrise is from sunset, he has separated us from our sins. As parents feel for their children, God feels for those who fear him. He knows us inside and out, keeps in mind that we're made of mud. Men and women don't live very long, like wildflowers that spring up and blossom. But a storm snuffs them out just as quickly, leaving nothing to show that they were here. God's love, though. I think the King James, if you'd recognize that, says it's the grass withers. It's here today and gone tomorrow. But God's love, though, is ever and always eternally present to all who fear him, making everything right for them and their children. Gail, Jennifer needs this scripture. This scripture verse, you get an opportunity to share it out of the Message Bible with her. It just came to me. He's making everything right. It's a chapter to stand upon. If you're believing God for your children, he's making everything right for them and their children. And then the other scripture I want to share is out of Isaiah. So after reading all of that, Isaiah 40, beginning with verse 28. So why should you complain, O Jacob? Or whine, Israel, saying, well, God's lost track of me. He doesn't care what happens to me. My goodness. We just read. They had this. They knew this too. Don't you know anything? Haven't you been listening? God doesn't come and go. God lasts. Did you hear that? God doesn't come and go. God lasts. He's creator of all you can see or imagine. He doesn't get tired out. He doesn't pause to catch his breath. And he knows everything. There it is again. Inside and out. Same words. He energizes those who get tired. He gives fresh strength to dropouts. For even young people tire and drop out. Young folk in their prime stumble and fall. But those who wait upon God get fresh strength. Yes. They spread their wings and soar like eagles.
Yes.
They run and they don't get tired. They walk and they don't lag behind.
Yes.
If you're tired this morning, take courage and listen to that. You don't have to be tired. Because they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. Amen? Amen. Our everlasting God. Praise God. I speak strength to you today. Somebody's been about ready to quit. God says, don't quit.
Strength will rise as we wait upon the Lord. We will wait upon the Lord. We will wait upon the Lord. Strength will rise as we wait upon the Lord. We will wait upon the Lord. We will wait upon the Lord. Our God, you reign forever. Our hope, our strong deliverer. Thank you.
Gives us something worth praising for, doesn't it? Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We praise and magnify your name, Lord. Praise God. Ready?
Lord, we love to worship and to bless your name. You are so amazing and we bless your name. Lord, we love to worship and to bless your name more than anything.
You are amazing beyond compare,
Lord Almighty, King of Kings. I will be praising you everywhere. You are faithful in everything. Magnificent in all your ways. Forever we will sing your praise. Lord, we love to worship and to bless your name. You are so amazing and we bless your name. Lord, we love to worship and to bless your name more than anything. Lord, we love to worship and to bless your name. You are so amazing and we bless your name. Lord, we love to worship and to bless your name more than anything.
You are amazing beyond compare, never changing, always true. I will be praising you everywhere. There is no one else like you. Magnificent in all your ways, forever we will sing your praise.
with everything you do. And to bless your name. You are so amazing, and we bless your name.
Come on, church.
Lord, we love to worship and to bless your name more than anything. Lord, we love to worship and to bless your name. You are so amazing, and we bless your name. Lord, we love to worship and to bless your name more than anything.
It amazes me every Sunday how God, and I won't even know it, will put the songs and the scriptures and begin to set the theme for what he's going to do in this church today and for the message that pastor's going to. Everything just works together. The theme is running through. Even the words are the same. And we praise you, Father God, for one thing that I know, that I know, that I know, that I know. I may be tempted to quit, but you never let go. Amen. Come on, as we praise him today, I just want you to, you know, I don't know what you may need to do. Just say, you know what? I'm tired. I'm just tired. I'm tired of the devil defeating me. I'm tired of him having his way. And I just want you to know, devil, that God never lets go of me. He never lets go. You may need to walk through your house doing that. You may need to stomp just a little bit and remind him where he is. And you may need to remember where you are, that you're seated above. Glory to God. Amen. Let's go. Wait just a minute. Hallelujah. Come on.
I'm excited about what God's doing. God is bigger than anything you can imagine. He's bigger than circumstances. He's bigger than court orders. He's bigger than judges. You know, we're believing God. And God showed himself so strong this past week. And, you know, we go before a judge, and she says, I've never seen a case like this. I've never seen a case where the father and the mother had permanent custody taken away, and they're trying to get them back. I've never seen people. They always just let go, forget about it. I've never seen a mother and a father working so hard to get their kids back. I've never seen this in my 15 years of judging. And she said, I admire you all for that. And, you know, we had letters written that were really ugly, and now these same people, we prayed, God, shut the mouths of the enemy. These same people were saying they need their kids back. They deserve their kids back. These same people. Then we leave this restaurant, judge, we leave the court system, me and Jennifer are at the mercy of our GPS, and we go to a restaurant, and lo and behold, we are seated by the judge and her husband. In this county, you know, and they're professionally, you're not supposed to speak. You know, she waited at us, and then when it was over, she got done eating, we did, she come to our table, and she said, you all have a safe trip back to Kentucky, and good luck. God is on our side.
Praise God. You know, this is two weekends in a row that we have seen the power of God move through the court system. Last weekend, the testimony, how God delivered and set free. Because why? Because there's been a change, because God sees the heart and the intentions of the heart and the motives of the heart, and he says, I move, I make the rules. I make the rules. I move and I make the changes. We've seen it before, but we've seen it 2 weeks in a row. Amen. So, you know, there is nothing too hard for God. He turns the hearts of kings. He turns the hearts of judges. He turns the hearts of judges and says, you know, They're never going to get out. And guess what? Next thing you do, you see them walking on the street. Why? Because of the favor of God. Amen. Glory to God. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, your perfect love is casting out fear. And even when I'm taught in the middle of the storms of this life, I won't turn back. I know you are near,
and I will fear no evil. God is with me. Whom then shall I fear? Whom then shall I fear? We're singing, oh no, you never let go. Through the calm and through the storm, oh no, you never let go.
Shout for joy. Spread your protection over them, that those who love your name may rejoice in you. For surely, O Lord, you bless the righteous. You surround them with the favor as with the shield. His anger lasts only a moment, but his favor lasts a lifetime. Weeping may remain for a night, but rejoicing come in the morning. O Lord, when you favored me, you made my mountain stand firm. But when you hid your face, I was dismayed. Remember me, O Lord, when you show favor to your people. Come to my aid when you save them, that I may enjoy the prosperity of your chosen ones. Amen.
The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is upon us, because he has anointed us to preach
good news. Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is upon us, because He has anointed us to preach
good news.
He has sent us to the poor. Bind up the brokenhearted.
This is
the day to bring freedom to the captive. And to release the ones in darkness.
This is the year of the favor of the Lord. God, this is the year
Jesus. You know, we've just confessed and we believe that the Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is upon all of us because He has anointed us. Hallelujah. Well, what's your desire today? Is your desire, what's your desire? Is your head in it? Or is everything about you in it? Is that scripture said, that psalm that we started, I will bless the Lord. I'm going to, from my head to my toe. All I want to do is honor you with every breath I take, with every word I speak.
We
every breath that I take, every moment I'm awake. Have your way in me.
Do you mean that, church? This is not just Sunday morning saying. And when you walk out of here, you start living Monday morning living, which is opposite of what you're singing on Sunday morning. It doesn't work that way. It's He who dwells in the secret place of the Almighty. We dwell there. We just don't run in and out. I tell you what, this altar's open this morning. If Pastor Shirley could come up, we're going to, I don't know what's going on, but we're going to do a song called Jesus Can Heal You. But all the scriptures we read today were about there isn't anything impossible. If you've got a need, if you, whatever it is, if you want to come up here and be prayed for and be to agree with, just remember that Jesus can heal you. Everywhere you hurt, you just may be hurting in your heart this morning. You don't have to be hurting in your head, in your body. You may be hurting in your heart.
Jesus can heal you. Everywhere you hurt, He can free you. So lift your voice in praise, 'cause Jesus can heal you. Everywhere you hurt,
holiest of all, in honor.
your mighty hand today. You know, it's in services like this, you just have to stop. Or we could go on. You may be seated. Hallelujah. We magnify you, Jesus. Pastor going to come up and do the prayer or prayer needs for today or someone.